Before we begin, I would like to give a shout out to our patrons on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems who really make the show possible. Like, we don't get paid for this, so like any little bit of support we get goes a really long way. So especially we'd like to shout out Jen A, Jesus Vicente V, Daniel V, Adri N, Cassandra G, Linda M, Saul Alexander Z, Abigail D, Iris E, and Kimberly B. All of your support makes this podcast possible. So like, for real, thank you. And again, if you want to support our work, you can do so at patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. All right, let's start the show.
We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
10, 5, 4, 3.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Bitter Brown Femmes, the show where we talk shit and dismantle shit or whatever. I am your host, Ruben.
And I'm Cassandra.
And yeah, we are here. This is probably like the quickest turnaround we've ever had for an episode, so like, yay us.
So we are back in the studio,
at the studio, my room,
at the studio, in our rooms,
which in two again states. Yeah, separate states.
But the reason is because we had a list of topics that we were going to talk about, and if you haven't listened to our last episode, you need to do that before jumping into this one. But on our last episode, we did say, you know, we were only going to talk about this one, about Mecha in particular, for like 10 minutes, and then it turned into a whole episode. So we were like, we still want to talk about the things that we plan to, so now we have to do like a whole separate episode, but I feel like everyone would enjoy that and appreciate that. So now you don't have to wait like a month for a new episode. So yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, like you don't need to listen to the last episode, but you don't need to appreciate listen. It. Like,
yeah, that's what I meant.
It's not like a part two or anything.
It's not a part two.
Like, it's kind of like your experience of watching Avengers Endgame will be enhanced by watching Captain Marvel, but you don't need to.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. It's I've been watching too many. Yeah, okay, no. It's not like we're picking up on where we left off, but I mean, obviously, we would appreciate if you always listen to like
listen
to our shit and download it and save it. Rate and review us on iTunes. People have asked if they can do it on other podcasting platforms like Spotify or SoundCloud, and I don't. Yeah, no, just on iTunes. I personally don't listen to my podcast on iTunes. I listen to it on pro Spotify. But, you know, there are people that prefer iTunes. And even if you don't prefer iTunes, you can, just get your ass over there and review us anyway on iTunes. So, also before I forget, today's a very special day because today is Gerard Way's birthday. So, clap, clap.
Did we post on the IG?
No, we haven't. We will after we record. But, yes, today is Gerard Way's birthday, so it's kind of exciting that we're recording on today, even though we're not, you know, it's not about My Chemical Romance or anything, but just as a
Kidding, this episode is about My Chemical Romance.
We're gonna take you through all the songs and we're gonna tell you what we feel about them. So just shout out to Gerard Way. And they did renew the Umbrella Academy for a second season, if you weren't aware. So yeah. So I don't know if you want to dive into
Let's get to it. Let's talk about white women.
White women, TM.
Yeah.
And it's like, where do we even start with, like, let's just pick one, and then we can kind of go from there. So we have a list of white women that have been fucking up for, like, the last month or so. And I think we can start with let's start with one of the biggest stories, and it's not as big right now, but it was big at the time that it happened, and this is why we still wanted to record this, because we still want to talk about it. And it's about the cheating scandal, or what are we calling it, like the college scam. Is there like an actual name? Because like, I know everyone kind of knows what we're referring to, but I don't know if there's like
the college admission scandal.
College admission scandals, yes, I would say so. That's a good one, yeah. Let's go with that. So the college, what are we calling it? The college.
The cottage cheese scandal.
Where
the college cheese,
for those who are not aware, is, I mean, it's just a hot mess. And when did this happen? This happened, let's say, a month ago.
But also throughout history. No, like, this cheating scandal is, like, throughout history. Like, it's not, like, a one-and-done thing. It's, like, white people have been, like, it's so ridiculous to me because, like, colleges were built for white people. Like specifically white men. Like, they didn't allow women until, like, the 60s or 50s or sometime later. And even though it was built for them, they still have to cheat their way in, right? Because they're so fucking useless that even when their doors are open for them, they can't even get in, right? So I always tell kiddos, like, your presence on this campus, like, the school wants to chew you out and spit you out because it doesn't know what to do with you. Like, you were not meant to be here, right? Like, for example, like, my alma mater, that shit is 100 years old, and it wasn't until and it started, like, in 1910 or some shit, and it wasn't until the 60s that they let, like, 10 men of color in, and it was, like, 10 Latinos, Chicanos, and, like, 2 black men. So, like, despite folks being like, affirmative action, this and that, like, no, bitch, like, the school was meant for white people, and the fact that they can't get in is because they're fucking useless. Like, anyway, back to the story at hand.
Yes, back to the story. And just so, I mean, we know that this was a pretty big story when it happened, but just in case you have no idea what the fuck the cottage cheese scandal is, let me just go ahead and read a small description for you all. Not by me, but by AG Plus real quick, just to catch you up. So 40 plus people, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, who, as you may know, was Becky on Full House, just an FYI, were charged for conspiracy over an alleged scheme that helped rich students cheat their way into college. The $25 million scheme involved decoy exam takers and fake athletic scholarships at Stanford, Yale, and Georgetown. So obviously there's like a lot more to that, but that's pretty much like the basis of it, right? And those, I feel like, are the, it was like a lot of wealthy celebrity parents, but I think those two, Felicity Huffman and what's her fucking name? Lori Loughlin? I just call her Becky. Those are, like, I guess the most prominent ones that people, like, are familiar with. So they're kind of, like, the, you know, I see their faces more than anybody else or whatever. But the thing that really upset me, because they were having, like, people take the exams for their kids. And then they were also doing, like, that, like, the athletic scholarship shit. But the thing that really upset me, and this is, like, another tweet about it by TJ Holmes, that says, prosecutors say parents were advised to have a therapist diagnose their child with a learning disability. Then that would allow kid to get extra time in private setting to take exam. That's where the cheating took place. So that was just another layer of, like, are you fucking kidding me? Because it's bullshit, period, right? But the fact, like, on top of that, you are, like, there's so many disabled kids, like, kids in special education that have, like, little to no resources, and, like, using that to further your child education who does not have a fucking disability, like, that shit pisses me off. Especially, like, I mentioned on this podcast before, my son is in special education, and, like, I go through a lot of shit, like, trying to navigate that, you know? And so that really, like, upset me on top of like the whole thing of them being privileged and being able to, like, just buy their kit, you know, using money to get their kids into college or whatever. Like, that just really upset me when I read that. And I feel like that hasn't been reported. Like, that was the only person that I felt, like, included that within, like, everything that was happening, but everyone else was just kind of like, oh, they just paid to get their children in. So yeah, so just so everyone is aware that they did that as well.
Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier, like, this isn't new, right? Like, this happens all the time. Like, and the thing here is that they were so ridiculous about the way they went about this when, like, you know, the legacy admittance process is, like, a public secret, and everybody knows that, like, if your dad donates a fucking West Wing of a library, like, you're in, right? And all your family's in for the rest of their life, right? Like, the reason that these people, like Felicity Huffman and them, are being left out to dry is because they were, their approach was so
ridiculous, to say the least.
Just ridiculous. Like, they took pictures of, like, their children in, like, you know, paddling gear, like, to pretend that they're, like, world-class rowers or whatever the fuck. And it was like, girl, just, like,
you don't have to do all that.
Money to just fucking buy them books or whatever the fuck they need. Like, you need to chill. Like, and the worst part is that, like, these kids didn't even want to go to these schools. Like, there's a little girl from, the Lori Loughlin child who, like, didn't even want to go to fucking USC. She was just like, I just want to drink and, like, party. And it was like, that's fine. Like, you can fucking do that at state school. Like, it's so ridiculous. But the funny thing about USC is that, like, it's, like, the university of, like, spoiled children or whatever, or, like, rich children. Like, that is, like, a public secret, too, that, like, people always pay their way into USC. Like, I don't know. The whole thing has just made me pissed, too, because it was like, I've been considering going to grad school, and that's been, like, a struggle I've had with myself. Is like, do I want to go to grad school and, like, get more in debt? And because grad programs don't always give grad students, like, financial aid. And so I was like, fuck, not only do I not matter to these grad programs, because not only is it hard to pay, but also, like, if I pass down an opportunity, if it's extended to me, there's, like, a bunch of little rich kids who are, like, willing to pay for that spot. And it's just, like, defeating.
It truly is. It's like infuriating, especially being for people that you're trying to get into college, or like you didn't get into college, or you don't have money. Like, it's very infuriating. And we, at the end of the day, like, it's like fun. It's not funny. It's like pisses me off. But you know, we make jokes about it because it's so ridiculous. Knowing that at the end of the day, like, these people are not really going to face any consequences, right? Like, it would be really nice if they did. I don't know if nice is a word, but it would be like fucking. And the thing is, like, what can they do to them? Like, oh, you have to pay back that money, or like you have to pay these fines. And that's like nothing to them, you know? Like, okay, like, yeah, we'll pay fines. It's not like they're going to prison. They're not going to jail. Their careers might not even be affected. I mean, I don't know if either of them really had much of a career. I mean, I guess. Because, I mean,
wow.
Yeah, like, Lori Loughlin, like, everyone, honestly, like, I was just like, I didn't even know that was her name. Like, I was like, oh, she's from Full House. Like, obviously, like, I know her from Full House. But, like, I have no idea what else she has done. And that was from the fucking 90s. Like, what have you done in 20 years? Because I personally don't know what you've done. Felicity.
I thought she was, like, the Hallmark Queen something like that, the Hallmark Channel, the Lifetime Channel. I read that,
like, something about Hallmark, and I was like, what, she makes cards? Or, like, what does she do? Like, what is this job that you speak of? But, I mean, I guess Lifeline, I don't know. But it's, like, it's, whatever.
Lifetime movies. Not to be confused with Lifetime movies. Lifeline movies are those videos of the old ladies, like, dying.
Or, I want to be on Lifetime movies.
I'm falling, I can't get up.
Oh, yeah. But
I want to be in a Lifeline movie.
Commercial. Yeah, but it's just, oh my god. And then I saw a video of, like, her, Lori Loughlin, like, I guess going into, like, horror or whatever. And then she was, like, waving at people. And then someone was like, pay my tuition. And,
that was me.
That was Ruben. And that was super funny. But at the same time, like, who, like, she has fans? Like, people are really, like, out there waiting to see her, like, what? Like,
I feel like we underestimate, like, the impact, the reach of the Hallmark Channel or the Lifetime Channel.
I guess so. I mean, I get it. It's, like, all, like, older white, you know, white women.
Yeah.
Love these dramatic reenactions of true crime stories. I get it, I guess. Like, I will be doing that, too, in a couple years. But just a hot mess. And I don't know if you wanted to add on that. I feel like there's so much to unpack on within, like, everything that happened. I just feel like the I don't know if complexity is the right word, but talking about education in this country, and not just, like, at universities, but starting in elementary schools and middle schools and high schools. And but I did talk to some high school students at a conference, and that was, like, when I was preparing to, like, you know, give them some word of advice for college, it was just so, like you want to, we obviously know that being in college, especially as a person of color, as a poor person, as a disabled person, like, it's a big deal, and you should be proud of that. And graduating, especially, like, that is, like, amazing. But it's, like, people don't really talk about all of, like, the challenges before you even get to college. You know what I mean? Like, people just think of, like, oh, you know, you go to elementary school, middle school, high school, you graduate, and then the biggest, like, hurdle, I guess, is, like, getting money to go to college, or, like, going to college, especially when you're, you have to work another job, or you're a mom, et cetera, et cetera. But no one really talks about, like, there's still issues that exist on the path to college. Like, some people don't even make it to college because they don't even graduate. Like, I didn't graduate.
Yeah, because, like, that's something that I mean by, like, the doors have been open for white people and they still struggle to get in. Like,
I'm sorry. I love it every time someone says that. Like, because it's so true. Like, I'm just, like, you're, that's how mediocre you are. Like, at the end of the day, you don't even have to try. So when you're, like, out here, like, what's that girl's name? Is it Abigail Fisher?
I don't know.
That girl, you know, that white girl that was like, I am suing affirmative, whatever, like, I didn't get in because I'm white. And it's like, no, you just suck. Like, when you, as a white person, like, don't get into something, like, you feel like the world is against you because you automatically feel entitled to it because that's how you were raised, that you're entitled to get into this college, you're entitled to get this job. And the majority of the time, like, you are, like, you don't have to do anything. You're just fucking white. So when you're white and you're, like, out here just shit, like, it's funny to me. Like, it's funny to me because you try to blame other people and it's like, no, I'm sorry, you just suck. Like, on top of, like, you having, like, all of these easy, like, not easy times, I guess, or, like, accessible resources and, like, all the money and privileges in the world. Like, even after, on top of all of that, like, you still suck. So, like, like, what are you doing with your white privilege? Like, nothing.
And this isn't even, like, a reach. Like, there's been studies where, like, it's proven that, like, a white man with a high school degree will make as much as a black woman with a master's degree, right? So, like, everything in society is built for you. Like, somebody, I forgot who it was, made the point of, like, people of color are hired based on, like, what we've accomplished, whereas white people are hired based on, like, their potential, right? Whatever potential an employer sees in them. And so, like, when a system is already rigged, you just fumble it. How do you fumble that bag, right? Like, and what we're saying about, like, you know, things have been set up for you, we're talking about, like, not only, like, implicit bias in employers or even college. We're talking about, like, base one, like, you know, the way that the school system is set up and funded, right? Which is by, you know, generally, like, the taxes from, like, the area of surrounding it, right? So white people tend to live in like, richer communities. So their schools get better funded, right? They have better, smaller classrooms, better materials for testing and learning. And, you know, they're adequately staffed. Like, things like that, like, that you have that from day one, like, that affects, like, how you learn, how you do on tests, which are already, like, made for you, right? Like, the SAT was literally fucking made by a white supremacist. So, like, these things were literally built for you to succeed in them and for people of color to fail, right? It isn't an exaggeration, right? Like, for example, like, so many of us went to school over, like, overpopulated schools in the hood that were, like, very low staff. We had too many students for one class. Like, I went to, like, quote-unquote, like, the more advanced placement classes, and and they were supposed to be smaller size classrooms, and we still had like 60 students to a teacher, right? Like, we had, my high school had 6,000 students for like that college. I mean, that for that high school, like, that's ridiculous. Like, we were walking around like cramped like sardines, right? And like, I thought that was normal until like I went and I met white people in college, and they were like, no, like, what? Like, we had like 30 people tops to a teacher, and like, our gates were open and we can just like walk out and walk in, and like, police surveillance is not all around us, right? Like, you have to realize that like, white schools are meant for you to college, for white schools are were created to prepare you for college, right? Whereas like, schools for people of color, inner city schools, were built to prepare us for prison. They were built with the school to prison pipeline in mind.
Yeah, and it's something like you white people don't even think about. You know, it's like, because that's the norm to them. They're like, oh, what do you mean? What do you mean you didn't have, like, this at your school? Or what do you, like, that is not something they even understand. And it's like, parents, you know, poor parents, parents of color, like, even, like, they see this, right? Like, they're like, I want my kid to have a good education. I want my kid to go to this school district or to this school that has better resources. And so they have to, I know my I always had, like, my grandma's address to go to certain schools. And I know a lot of people, like, do this, but it's like, you know, it's not, it's against the law or whatever. So we have, like, all of these cases, particularly of Black women who have sent their kids to the wrong district or to some school outside of the district so that their kids can have a better education. And they've gotten sent to jail. You know what I mean? And, like, for what? Because they want their kids to have a better education instead of saying, like, what can we do to make this school better, this whole district, these other schools, how can it be, you know, quotation marks, equal? It's like, instead, we're just going to fine you because you're not supposed to go to the good school. Like, how dare you?
Yeah, and then you got wipes like fucking Betty DeVos making it even harder, like, for all students, but particularly for women and disabled students, right? Like, she's trying to, like, strip away the rights of Title IX and also fucking defund the Special Olympics. Like, what kind of fucking, like, Batman villain do you have to be like, fuck disabled people, I'm gonna fucking defund the special fucking Olympics? Like, are you out of your fucking mind?
For, like, I don't know how that's, like, on top of your, like, how that even comes to your mind. Like, how, out of all the fucking things, you're like, you know what? Fuck the Special Olympics. I think that's what we need to do. We need to cut that shit off right now. Like, who the fuck? And it's not just about the Special Olympics. I feel like the Special Olympics, it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, everyone knows what the Special Olympics are, and I think everyone can get behind that, like, and is upset that someone would want to take that away, but it's so much more than the Special Olympics as well. It's like, disabled kids don't even have resources at their own schools, and we've talked about this before on one of our previous episodes, because, like, I just mentioned a few minutes ago, like, I was trying to navigate that with, you know, with my child, and it's, like, really hard, and I can't imagine, like, other parents, like, also trying to navigate that and, like, just trying to get the best for our children. And it's like, I have to, actually, my son right now is, like, not, is in another school, and I would prefer him to be in another district. And this is because, again, like, I know that not all the schools are the same, and some schools are going to have more resources depending on the area, you know, based on the area, or, like, who has, which taxpayers have more money or pay more taxes, etc., whatever. And it's like, why do we have to do that? Like, why do I have to try to get my son into this school because the school down the street doesn't have resources for him? You know? And it's like, it starts at, like, such a young age, but it's so, like, normalized, and people just, like, don't really think about it. It's accepted, you know? Like, it's just, like, I don't know why people think that's, it's a normal that people know, like, oh, that's a good school, but this one isn't. Like, why is that? Like, why are we and I don't want to say content, because a lot of parents, a lot of activists, a lot of organizers have always fought back against these things, obviously, but it's like, a lot of people are just, I feel, are like, that's just the way it is, you know? Like, I have to send my kid to some other school, or, like, if I can't, then I have to do the best with what I got. It's not like everyone also has the option to homeschool their kids. Like, not especially, like, because I always see that online too, like, oh, you know, like, that's a solution for everybody, just homeschool your own kids and teach them, you know. And it's like, not all of us have like, I can't quit my job and just stay home and homeschool my kid, right? And, like, why should I have to do that? Like, why should I have to take my son out of school and take that experience away from him, or so that he can have a good education? So it's just a lot more than the, you know, than these celebrities are, you know, pain. It's like, why? And, like, how is that? Like, just a lot that came up with that, that I feel like that's why a lot of people are so angry. It's not just, like, funny, or it's not just, like, infuriating, obviously, that they paid, but it's, like, everything else that comes with that. Yeah. So, again, like, there's so much to unpack here, and I know we've obviously unpacked some of that, but, education, especially, like, all the things that come with it, is a really big topic for me, especially as a parent, but I think everyone should be aware of some of these things and be, like, taken into account, you know. And so for actually for our next episode, which we, you know, we don't have a date yet, but I promise it'll be soon. For our next episode is actually going to be an interview with a local organizer here in El Paso who organizes with an org. It's a community-led org, called Familias Unidas del Chamizal. And what they do is it's mostly parents, mostly moms, who are fighting back against a school district here in El Paso, mostly fighting back against school closures that are happening in the Southside neighborhoods in El Paso, which is mostly, again, immigrant families, low-income families. And, you know, to some people, school closures might not mean a lot. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, what's wrong with the school closing? They're going to go to another school. They're going to go to a better school. And it's like, no, we need to be making more schools. We need to be kids should be able to go to schools in their own neighborhoods and not have to travel far away to some other school, right? Because like, we don't want to fund teachers because we don't think that they are worth it, essentially. And also fighting back against environmental racism in the neighborhood, which also falls into how our children also have to navigate environmental racism and their health while going to school. So we thought it would be a perfect time to have her on so that we can discuss these things even more. So keep an eye out for our next episode. So we'll be going over all of those things, and it'll be a good one, I swear.
Wow, this is like the first time that not only do we have like episodes lined up, but they're all kind of related. So like, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Growth. Wow, it only took us 25 episodes.
Wow, we're a real podcast now.
TBH, wow.
Thank you, Gerard Way.
Thanks, Gerard Way. NPR, list us. Yeah, so let's continue talking about white women.
Yeah, so who's...
Just, not the Chromeo album, but the actual...
No, but that album is good. That album is good. I've actually been listening to a lot of Chromeo. Anyway, okay, let's not get distracted. You should see them,
they're amazing.
I'm going to see them, because we were talking about this, and you were like, you should see them. And I was like, yes, I finally should, because every time they come, I'm kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, you should take advantage, because, like, who the fuck goes to El Paso? Like,
they come here often, actually. So, yeah, so I'm going to go see them. Anyway, check out Chromeo. But let's not get distracted. Let's talk about the biggest bitch. The biggest bitch on our list, Meghan McCain.
Fuck Meghan McCain.
So tired of this bitch. Like, I am so fucking tired of her. Every time I see a video of her from The View, every time any article comes up and it's like, Meghan McCain said something, and I am just so sick of her. So, where do we even start with Meghan McCain?
Like, she is like the human embodiment of like a legacy program. Like,
that we were just talking about.
Yeah. like she is like, if that concept and that crime became like sentient, like it would be Meghan McCain. Like, she is just like, she cannot start a sentence without being like, my father. And like, there's like a fucking 2+ minutes. God. There's a huge compilation of like, just the many times she started a sentence is like, my father, the inventor of war crimes.
So Meghan McCain. Oh, in case you don't know who Meghan McCain is, his dad's name is John McCain. We actually titled one of our episodes after him.
Yeah.
It was called "Your Daddy's a War Criminal. Your Daddy's Fucking Dead." So I hope Meghan McCain checks it out.
I hope that John McCain checks it out from hell.
true, they don't have Wi-Fi there though.
I swear he went live one time.
No, I think that was George Bush.
Oh, you're right.
Okay so again, we just dragged Jared McCain.
Oh, that fucking Jared McCain.
I'm so sorry Dad. Okay so I mean, where do we take it back? Because so Meghan McCain, I think at the time when we had, you know, when the cottage cheese shit was happening, Meghan McCain was also, like, in the news a lot because of the... What was she saying?
She was crying because Ilhan Omar, like, yes, called out all of the government for being fucking Zionist and for bending at, you know, at the whim of AIPAC, right? Which is the Israeli, like, super PAC here in the United States. And it's one of the most powerful political interest movements that funds so many candidates here, right? And so Ilhan called it out, rightfully so, and talked about how, like, you know, politicians care more about money than Palestinian lives, right? Because when they accept money from AIPAC, they are supporting the imperialist state that is Israel, right? And so we don't fuck with that, but we support Ilhan's call out of that, and what we don't support is all the bullshit she got after that. Every single politician got on her case about that, but didn't get on the case of, like, so many fucking white supremacists, like, blatantly white supremacist politicians who are literally, like, you know, saying, like, blatantly anti-Semitic shit, right? But her, who, because she's a black Muslim woman who dared speak up against Israel, like, everybody, including the Democratic Party, including y'all's fucking favorite AOC, who, like, mm-hmm. try to be fucking democratic about it, like, oh, Ilhan should, like, is learning from her mistake. But it's like, Ilhan didn't fucking make any mistake. Like, she mm-hmm. was right. Like,
I hated that.
Anyway, and me too. Like,
there was also, aside from that tweet, because people were like, oh, I think, you know, AOC didn't, or defended her. And I'm like, no, she didn't. Because AOC tweeting, you know, oh, no, I mean, everyone should learn from their mistakes. She apologized. And it's like, why should she, like, you guys, like, no one from the Democratic Party actually defended her. Like, no one. They were just being so passive and so, oh, you know, she made a mistake. Like, no, she didn't make a fucking mistake. And it was really infuriating how, like, literally no one backed her up. Everyone kind of threw her under the bus. And there was also another video, which it's irrelevant, I guess, because it's, like, the same thing AOC tweeted, but it's an actual video of, like, them asking her about it. And she does that thing, you know, where, like, people ask her a question, and instead of answering it or saying, like, I don't know, or, like, I don't want to answer this, she kind of just, like, doesn't answer the question, like a typical politician. So yeah, she's like, oh, you know, whatever, like, just, like, kind of diverted from the whole question. And I was just like,
to be like, oh, we don't support anti-Semitism here in the whatever, the Congress or where the fuck. And it's like, what? Like, they try to play it like it wasn't just about Ilhan, but it was literally just about her. And it was like, y'all didn't do this because of y'all didn't pass this no hate fucking rule in Congress, like, after, like, all these white supremacists are in your midst, and after mm-hmm. all this police brutality happens, like y'all didn't do it after
all of a sudden.
Y'all didn't do it after the attack. Didn't do it after Charlottesville. Didn't do it after the shooting at the mosque. Like, and the list goes on. Like, y'all didn't do it in these times where it actually mattered, right? But when, like, a black girl, like, speaks up against, like, Palestinian genocide, like, y'all want to get brave. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, so infuriating. So upsetting. But Meghan McCain went on, she wasn't the only one, but Meghan McCain started, I think, is Meghan McCain Jewish?
No!
She said she was. But she acted like she was,
she
right?
She said that she's really tight with somebody who's Jewish. I forgot who their name is. That she time
attacked
by Ilhan Omar.
I mean, there's so many things wrong with that whole thing. Like, you're kind of, in a way, appropriating a Jewish identity in this weird way, but only to, like, call out and attack a black woman, like a black Muslim woman. But right now, because I have a lot of, like, screenshots that I've been saving up about Meghan McCain. But I think this kind of, like, happened shortly. So shortly after that, and I think this was around the cottage cheese scandal. So they were talking about it on The View, and Meghan McCain there's, like, a video of her where she's just, like, being so mad at, I don't know if it was Whoopi Goldberg, one of the women on The View brought up, like, legacy admissions mm-hmm. at universities, you know, how it's, like, if you're family member or parent or whatever went to this university, then you automatically, like, what were we talking about? You automatically are able to go to that university. And so she was, like, so pissed. Like, she was like, my father, you know, whatever. And she was like, I, mm-hmm. like, pretty much saying, like, she was a part of that. Like, I was a part of, like, legacy, whatever, admissions. And it's like, girl, that is not something that you should be parading around right now, like, during this time. But it's like, this is, like, she's just so obnoxious and so entitled, and it's, like, the only reason you're on the fucking View is because of your, I guess, because, like, of your name. Because, like, what do? You don't do anything. Like, before your dad died, I didn't even know you existed. Like, who the fuck are you?
I knew she existed since her dad ran, because they were trying to wave her around. They were waving her around as, like, the new face of, like, she's young and hot, and it was, like, She even wrote a book like Hot Republicans or something like Republican? That. And it's like her kissing a little elephant in the cover.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what else did she do? So there was another video, because like I think she didn't make the headlines for a while, but then yesterday there's a video, because I don't, obviously, do you watch The View? I don't watch The View, but when something happens, you know, I watch the videos that circle on Twitter. But I think they were talking about immigration, and I really couldn't even follow what was happening, because Meghan McCain was just talking over people and like just being loud. Like, I honestly, did you watch it, Ruben? Because I want to...
Yeah, I watched it a couple times. So, like, mm-hmm. Joy Behrhardt mm-hmm. was, like, you know, defending, like, asylum seekers or immigrants coming here. And then Meghan mm-hmm. McCain was, okay. like, just being her bigoted self.
Yeah, and she was, like, trying to speak over Joy and, like, just, you know, being loud and, like, a typical white woman. And at one point, she said, well, you have to listen to me because your job is to listen to me. Like, to Joy. And Joy looked at her like she was about to bitch slap her.
Yeah.
Like, Whoopi had to, you know, had to get in there and try to calm everybody down. But I was just like, that is, like, the whitest fucking thing you can say. Like, you... Yeah, I just... What? Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, hella brat.
Like I said, I just like her dad. But I guess that's, like... Is that a common thing in, like, presidential children? Like, I mean, to be honest, I don't really, I'm not familiar with George Bush's daughters. I know that they were, like, made headlines a few times for, like, being party girls, like, whatever. But I don't even know their names. But I think, aside from Meghan McCain, the only one I'm familiar with is, like, Chelsea Clinton. Because she's
I
also,
don't even
like...
know their names either.
And honestly, the only reason I know Chelsea Clinton is because of Rush Hour, so...
Rush Hour? Like, with Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No.
When they're like, it's like one of like Chris Tucker's biggest lines in the movie, and it always stood out to me when he's like, $50 million. Who do you think you kidnapped? Chelsea Clinton? You remember?
No, okay. What
anyway,
the fuck?
But at the time, I loved that movie. I was like in fourth grade, and I was like, who's Chelsea Clinton? Like, I didn't get it. And then I was like, oh, okay. Like, I guess she's like a big anti-way. So Chelsea Clinton, which also Chelsea Clinton is another...
liberal side of the legacy program.
There's two sides, yeah. She's like the liberal one.
Yeah, whereas Meghan McCain is like, what's wrong with all my friends being white? Like...
Yes. Yes, but Chelsea Clinton is, yeah, so Meghan McCain is like the straight, like the Trump, like straight out bigot Republican conservative loser, and Chelsea Clinton is like the same but a liberal, so people are like, oh, Chelsea Clinton, she's a feminist, or she's, you know, she's like her mom essentially, like she's not totally not like a neoliberal or whatever. But Chelsea Clinton also made headlines around this. So all this happened at the same time. Because I remember
about the same issue too, like about Ilhan mm-hmm. Omar too, and like Islamophobia. Ugh, these fucking white women. So during the Ilhan Omar like situation, like Chelsea Clinton basically was like, you know, we don't support anti-Semitism here. And then some white supremacist on Twitter was like, yeah, Chelsea, tell him. And then Chelsea went, like, having, like a friendly, like, conversation about, like, how Ilhan Omar is, like, an anti-Semite or the fuck, right? Like, and then folks were like, oh, you're talking to a fucking white supremacist. And, like, she never apologized. She was like, well, I still think that, like, you know, Ilhan Omar's, like, rhetoric was anti-Semitic, blah, blah. And essentially, like inciting, like, Islamophobia in folks.
Yeah, and then it was also during, I think this all happened after the New Zealand attack? Before.
This happened then, before.
Okay.
So, this happened before the New Zealand attack, and then when the New Zealand attack happened, Chelsea Clinton showed her ass at a vigil.
New Zealand
folks were like, what are you doing here? Like, you literally, your type of rhetoric and, like, the way that you rub shoulders with folks, like, that literally is what causes this type of violence.
Yeah, and it wasn't... I mean, if you watch the video, and I'm sure we can include the video to the, you know, to our notes, but
to
it's,
our
like...
website, right? To remember our website, that everything though. We talk about will be expanded on at bitterbrownfemspodcast.com. So.
Yes. So, The video, from what I saw, was just two women, and they were young women, and it was, like, when people were circulating, and then people were circulating it, and they were these two girls that were in the video, who all they did was rightfully call out Chelsea Clinton, and again, it's not like they were like, fuck you, you know, like, very threatening. I mean, it obviously, you can tell that there was, I want to say their anger, but also hurt in their voice, because also they're at this fucking vigil, you know what I mean, like, for their community.
Who was gunned down in New Zealand.
Yes, because of these rhetorics that Chelsea Clinton has, or that Chelsea Clinton not only has, but, like, excuses or justifies or tries to humanize, right? Because that's a problem with liberals, where it's like, oh, I'm not for that, but at the same time, I'm not going to call it out. You know, at the same time, you know, I'm just going to be empathetic towards it, which, side note, well, no, let me not sidetrack. I'll include that later, but it's like when people were circulating this video around on Twitter, everyone was attacking these girls. Like, there was all these trolls attacking them and, like, telling them all these violent things and, like, coming to the defense of Chelsea Clinton. And I think that even one of Trump's ugly sons, like, tweeted in defense of her, you know? And so, like, it's very, situations like that make it very clear that at the end of the day, liberals and conservatives are, like, they're the same. You know what I mean? Like,
yep, they're united by white supremacy.
They're like, what unites them, obviously, white supremacy. So it's like for Trump's ugly son to come and defend Chelsea Clinton, you know what I mean? And it's like everyone's kind of just throwing not only a black Muslim woman, but like now these two young Muslim girls who like aren't politicians, who don't have like celebrity status, are getting attacked. It's like, I just wish people would like pay more attention to these things and how like clear it is, because people still want to act like they don't know the fucking difference between between any of these things. And so Chelsea Clinton needs to also shut the fuck up. And also, you know, I think, isn't she pregnant? Because that was like a big thing.
She's like 8 months pregnant.
So she was pregnant. Yeah. So then they made that a whole thing. But even if she wasn't pregnant, it's like people are still going to come to the defense of like white women. Regardless of the situation, or regardless if you're on the same political,
folks think like, oh, just because they didn't say this racist thing, like, okay, you didn't say it, but you're okay with people around you saying it, and like that's bad in and of itself, right? Like, that's how white supremacists, that's how these types of folks think that their shit is okay. And like these young girls were right, like, in their, you know, in their right to call that out. Like, you have somebody who has been given this platform by virtue of being born of parents who were, you know, presidents or, you know, would be presidents, right? Like, she has to be aware of the impact her relationships have with folks. And, like, it's just angering that folks are so quick to defend folks with actual systemic power without even thinking twice about like how their complacency in these violences like speaks to why they exist and why they're so prominent.
Yeah, and it, I was gonna add before I forget, because this is also fresh, this actually, and it kind of reminded me of what we were talking about, that there was like a video that surfaced of Barack Obama, and he's speaking in Germany about the rise of nationalism, and it's like a long video, but I mean, pretty much like what I shared was like this short article that was like a part of his speech that he was saying, not everyone who is disturbed by migration should be labeled racist, and that pretty much we should be like showing empathy towards like racists, essentially. He didn't even call them racist, but he was kind of like, well, you know, not everyone that disagrees is like racist, and we should like be empathetic towards them, and all this liberal bullshit that we're talking about. And I haven't even checked the comments on Chicanísima because I already know what they're going to say. And I'm just annoyed because one of the first comments I got was like, well, I don't see anything wrong with what he said. And it's like, because, you know, when people hear that, they're like, well, yeah, we should all be nice to each other. Like, yeah, maybe we should stop calling everyone a racist just because they don't agree with me. And it's like, how is that going to solve, like, one?
Like, being a racist means, like, not agreeing with someone's existence. Like, that is not, like, a simple disagreement. That is, like, a fundamental call for the extermination of a certain groups, like, certain marginalized groups. Like, please, like, fucking think.
I just hate liberalism so much because of this. I And, like, this is why we always talk about it, because we want people to understand, like, when liberals say these things, like, yeah, it sounds good to you, right? Especially to someone that's like, oh, I don't hate, or, like, I don't believe in violence. Like, that sounds like what they're preaching to you, right? That they're, like, anti-violence, that they want everyone to get along. And, like, at the end of the day, it's like, where has that gotten you? Where has that gotten us? And it's like, why are we excusing and justifying and humanizing racist? Why should we like, you're calling for empathy towards races? Like, when have you ever called for empathy towards migrants, empathy towards refugees and the children that are being separated? Like, all, like, those, that is like what you're, and I'm so, like, I'm very, I don't even know if I'm shocked that he said this in fucking Germany, like, but I mean, that's beside the point. It's just like, people see Barack Obama still as this, like, very progressive, very good president, because he is like a liberal, because he didn't do anything like that we publicly saw when he deported more people than any president, when he was bombing all of these other countries. But like, no one wants to talk about that because it's uncomfortable, because we see Barack Obama as this like nice, like, father figure, cool guy, right? And it's kind of like, we see other politicians like Joe Biden, for example, who was like his, you know, his number two. It was like all those like memes about Barack and Joe Biden, best friends, and it's like humanizing them, and like, it makes it harder to critique them, because once you critique them, it's like you're attacking these people that are quote nice, that are nice guys, you know. And I mean, that brings us also that I wanted to talk about a little bit about Joe Biden as well, because he's not a white woman, but I mean, he's also white. And so Lucy Flores, who's a Democratic politician, I believe, from Nevada, she wrote an article about an interaction that she had with Joe Biden about how he made her uncomfortable by kissing her, touching her hair. And in the article, she doesn't even state, you know, like, oh, fuck Joe Biden, like, he assaulted me or anything like that. She was kind of like, this made me uncomfortable, and I felt like this was inappropriate, you know, and I wanted to, I know that I'm going to get backlash, but I wanted to put this out there, especially because he's running for president, for the presidency, right? And so, of course, everyone started attacking Lucy Flores and saying, you know, kind of like, it's not a big deal, like, you are, you know, people are already saying, like, she was paid by Bernie Sanders to write this, as, like, because that's, like, the thing. It's, everything's always, like, an attack on Bernie Sanders somehow. And, you know, just kind of, like, harassing her on Twitter. Like, if you go through, like, her tweets, like, it's just so many people calling her a liar, calling her an attention seeker. And it's not, like, new. These are all things that a lot of women have to deal with when they come forward with things, unfortunately. But the thing with Lucy Flores and Joe Biden is that they're both politicians, right? And right now, people are very upset that someone would even say this about Joe Biden. But if we look at Joe Biden's history, if you're not familiar with it, because a lot of people aren't, there have been so many videos, so many articles about Joe Biden, like, actual videos, like, so many that it's so, I remember watching, like, this, like, so, like, someone did a thread with every single video of, like, Joe Biden doing this. And it's not just, like, to women, it's, like, to little girls, where he's, obviously, he's not, like, grabbing them violently, but he's just so inappropriate, like, just kissing them or touching their hair, smelling their hair, and it's so cringy and so uncomfortable. And this is a 76-year-old man, and not just any 76-year-old man. This is, like, he was a vice president, he's running for president. How has no one ever told him this is inappropriate? How has he never been called out? Or if he has, he obviously doesn't care, because actually he actually said that he never really apologized. So he made a statement that was like, well, my intention was never to be inappropriate. Or he pretty much was like, well, you know, I don't feel like I did that. So yeah, not going to apologize, essentially, is what he said. And it's like, this is the guy that's running for president, and people are okay with that because he's a liberal. But if he was a Republican like Trump, right, because Trump has allegations against him as well, people would be very upset about that. But because he's a liberal, liberals are trying to play it, or like, not even, they don't want to talk about it because he's like, cool guy, cool Uncle Joe Biden. And one thing that disturbed me about the whole situation was how many white feminists were coming to the defense of Joe Biden, which again is not fucking surprising at all, ever, because at the end of the day, white feminists are always going to side with their race, you know, even if it means throwing themselves under the bus, or especially when it's like, because like Lucy Flores is Latina, right? Especially when it's like a woman of color, a black woman, indigenous woman, like even more so. And when I posted about this on Chicanisma, I did mention that Lucy Flores is Latina, and a lot of people were attacking me and like saying like it's not about her being Latina and like why should we side with her just because she's Latina. And it's like, no, I never said that. I never said we need to believe every Latinx person or support them, etc. But it's like it is important that she's Latina, right? Because I think if she was a white woman, she probably would still get backlash because it's Joe Biden, but it probably wouldn't be as much, or it probably wouldn't be like other white feminists attacking her like they were like Lucy Flores. And so, I mean, white feminists, like, I just, that is white feminism. Like,
yeah, and the funny part is that, like, it was like Alyssa Milano and like,
she's so messy. She's so messy.
Yeah, like, Alyssa Milano, out of all people, who made herself the face of the Time's Up movement, basically co-opting it from Tarana Burke, like, is all of a sudden not going to know that, like, part of rape culture is, like, the fact that, like, it is, like, this type of unwanted touching being normalized, right? Because this type of touching, like, yes, he didn't violate anyone, but what he did do was, like, you know, it's bad because it's, like, it's okay that people make it okay for him to touch people like that because we, like, tell people, like, whose body we're entitled to, right? So, obviously, folks are like, oh, no, this isn't bad because, you know, he didn't touch them explicitly, but he touched them in a way that they didn't want to be touched, right, without permission. And us being like, oh, it's no big deal, is us saying, like, in society saying, like, oh, these people don't deserve, like, agency over their own bodies, right? So it's like, if Alyssa Milano and folks who are defending Biden, like, don't have that little bit of fucking praxis, of that little bit of, like, knowledge, and are not working in their anti-abuse campaigns from that perspective, then there's no fucking hope for their shit. Like, because it's lacking. It's absolutely lacking. Like, this is already bad enough, but then Joe Biden goes on some fucking, like, speaking, like, gig, and, like, he begins with a joke, like, where he, like, grabs this, like, young boy, and he's like, oh, don't worry, I asked for permission, or something like that. And it's like, bitch, like, if people are roasting you for being, calling you out for inappropriately touching folks, like, first, like, you should probably, like, commit to changing your behavior and also, like, apologize. But, like, maybe don't fucking make fun of the fact that, like, a lot of women have been made uncomfortable by your behavior. Like, ugh.
Yeah, I was about to add that joke thing, yeah. Because it's like, really? You're going to... And, like, everyone, which was mostly men in the crowd, like, laugh. Like, it was, like, so funny. And it's like, that is what you're saying to, like, women. Or that any survivor, anyone that just wishes to have agency over their body, like, it's a joke. Like, And let's not even... Well, actually, and also to... Aside from all of these things, like, his record with women, period. Like, Anita Hill, for example, who... I also read an article about Anita Hill saying, and I think this was recently too, like that she's still to this day waiting for Joe Biden to apologize to her, which he has not. Yeah. So in conclusion, fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah.
and Alyssa, is it Milano? I feel like I say
Milano. You're thinking about Christina Milian.
Okay. Yeah. Probably.
Who's the woman who dips it low?
And also, fuck Nancy Pelosi. I'm just, like, naming all these white women. So, I'm all, fuck Nancy Pelosi, fuck Chelsea Clinton.
Fuck my ninth grade teacher who kicked me out of the class for calling her weird.
Fuck Miss Wiggs.
Fuck my seventh grade white woman teacher who also tried to suspend me on my birthday for asking her if she smokes weed.
You sound like a hot mess. You sound like a hot mess right now. Oh my god. No, but you know what? You know who is a wonderful white woman though?
Dolly Parton.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, yeah. But I was thinking of Brittany. Brittany
Spears. Yeah, shout out Brittany.
Our, my Sag queen, my Sagittarius queen. Yeah. So we just wanted to give a quick shout out to Brittany, though, for real, because she was reported that she, and I don't know why this is news, it shouldn't be, but she, well, actually, I feel like a while ago, a few weeks ago, she canceled her Las Vegas, it wasn't a tour, what is it called?
When it's like
their residency. So she had canceled it because her dad is having health issues and she wanted to take the time off to be with her dad and, you know, help him, spend time with him, take care of him. And last week it was reported that she checked into a mental health, I guess, facility. That's what we're calling it. And so, yeah, so it just like, we just wanted to send light to her. And also we have talked about Brittany in depth in one of our, in our episode. I don't know what episode it was, but it's called It's Not My Fault, I'm Happy. No.
It's not my fault, I'm not happy.
That's not my fault, I'm not happy. That sounds more like us. Yeah. And so we talked about, you know, mental health. And so we did talk about Britney because Britney Spears is kind of like, when we talk about celebrities, like she's someone that, that has dealt with mental health issues publicly and was shamed and made fun of and attacked and vilified for it. We're not going to get into a whole segment on it because, again, we have talked about it in depth if you want to go back and listen to that if you haven't. But just as a, you know, we love Britney, so we yeah. hope that she's doing well, and we're glad that, that she's getting help, and really hope that this time around she doesn't get all the hate that she did back in 2007.
Yeah. Which, by the way, like, fucking dead, those memes about, like, if Britney can survive 2007, I can survive today.
I fucking hate those memes.
Like,
I
please
hate them.
Quit them. Like, you're making somebody's fucking mental illness your punchline. Like, please, like, grow up.
Grow the fuck up, bitch.
Anyway, you know who white women we don't fuck with, though?
Back to shitty white
women. Back to shitty white women.
Back to shitty white women.
Miley yeah. Cyrus, what is your problem? Like, literally, you could have been a country queen, but you decided to be a hot mess. Like,
you know what? It really makes me sad about Miley Cyrus, because I'm not going to lie. I was a big Miley Cyrus fan. This was, like, 10 years ago, I want to say. I enjoyed watching Hannah Montana. I know, I wasn't even a kid.
You were too old for that.
I was too old, but I know. I liked it. I liked watching Hannah Montana. And I wouldn't watch the show all the time, but I like was like, oh, she's cute, you know? And I liked some of her songs. Like, I'm not going to lie. Fly on the Wall. I love that song. I love that song. And I thought, like, oh, I think that Miley Cyrus is really talented. I think she has a really yeah. good voice. And so I was like, oh, she's cute. She's like a cute Disney star, you know, like Hilary Duff, like Selena Gomez. Well, I don't like Selena Gomez, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like just a cute girl. And so when she started doing all of this, I don't even know what we're calling it, but when she started appropriating Black culture, and it was like so over the top because everyone kind of appropriates Black culture. A lot of celebrities do at least. But she just kind of like, I did not understand what was happening. And I was like, you're Miley Cyrus. You don't have to do this. Like, you have a good voice. Like, you have a career. Everyone knows who you are. Like, why? I mean, it would still be wrong if, you know, she wasn't as big. But it's like, why? Like, why do you need this attention? Like, I really, like, it just really upset me. So I was kind of like, oh, I'm embarrassed for her. And then all of a sudden she, like, stopped. And she was like, I found God again. And hip-hop is not my thing. She didn't say it like that. She actually said, what did she say about hip-hop?
She said something like hip-hop is like misogynist or some shit like that.
Yeah, like she tried to say like, oh, that's actually not for me. Like, kind of shitting on hip-hop when it's like, girl, you, that's all you were doing for a hot minute. Like, how fucking dare you? And I mean, that's what a lot of like non-Black people do, right? Like, they kind of appropriate Black culture and like profit off of it. And then when they're done, they're like, oh, you know, it's not that great anyway. It's actually really flawed or whatever whatever, yeah. You know. So she went back to her country roots, I guess. And then she, you know, was normal for a while. She got married. And then all of a sudden, I think she's back on her yep. bullshit again. And you know what's so funny to me? What's her husband's name? I know he's like Thor's brother.
I don't know. Liam?
Yeah, well,
he's Hemsworth?
Yeah, Thor's brother. We're going to call him Thor's brother. So Thor's brother hates, like, you can tell in every fucking, like, you can just tell he hates that shit when she acts like that. Like, I don't know what award show it was recently, but they were interviewing them on the red carpet, and someone was like, oh, Miley, are you going to twerk? Or some shit like that. And then she started kind of, like, trying to twerk on him, and he was so disturbed. Like, he looked at her like, no. And she, like, stopped right away, and it was, like, so... it was just so embarrassing. Like, I had secondhand embarrassment for him, but I can tell that he is not with that shit. I feel like maybe that's why he broke up with her. Or actually,
well, they're married now.
Yeah, actually, maybe I think she did that when they broke up. Like, she spiraled out of control and, like, finally got him back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Thor's brother is not having it. I mean, neither are the rest of us, but...
Anyway, we bring that up because her father, Billy Ray Cyrus, came in support of Lil Nas X, who was, like, this, like, trap country singer. Who has that song Old
Country
Town Road. Old Country? That's Old Town Road.
Oh,
no.
Old Country. I am messing literally everything up today. I am
so... You're like Old Country Time Tea Lemonade. Like...
I apologize. Okay.
To the country trap community.
Yes, I apologize. I'm sorry about that.
So Billy Ray Cyrus came out in support of him after Billboard removed his song from the country charts because they were like, it's not country enough. But it's like, what? If anything, people should be questioning if Old Town Road is trap enough. Like,
mm-hmm.
Please. But they removed it, and like, for no reason other than the fact that he's black. Like, that's literally what it comes down to. Because they've allowed, like, all of fucking, what's her name? Taylor Swift discography.
Which is into pop, the country. Mostly.
Yeah. And, like, no disrespect to Taylor Swift, singer-songwriter, white woman. but, like, that shit's pop. Like, that does not belong in the country charts. Like...
Yeah, because there was people that were like, oh, okay, like, let's just admit that it's not a country song. Like, a lot of people were like, come on, get real. And it's like... to me, it's like, I feel like it's a country song, but even regardless, it's like, if we're going to remove his song, let's also review all the other songs on this list, right? Like, Taylor Swift, obviously, but I'm sure there was, like, other artists on there that were, like, pop as well. But because they're white, yeah. Like, that's not something that they're really going to question.
And so, he was removed, and then Billy Ray Cyrus is like, not on my watch, and he, like, recorded with him, and it's like... How is this song now not country now that they got a white man on it? Anyway, folks were in their feelings about, like, you know, the fact that, you know, black people praise Billy Ray Cyrus for this move. And they're like, oh, so now you're accepting Billy Ray Cyrus but not Miley? And it's like, yes, because Billy Ray Cyrus stayed in his white-ass lane and used his white privilege to help a black artist, like, reach the heights of the charts or whatever, right? He didn't step out of his lane, and he didn't start fucking rapping and, like, you know, trying to play some caricature of what he thinks blackness is. Like, he just helped a black, up-and-coming black artist, right? So these things are incomparable, right? Like...
Yeah, someone was even, like, said that it was sexist. That people... Ugh. That the reason people didn't want to support Miley but supported her dad was because of sexism. And I'm just like, I hate white feminists, like, so much.
Yeah. Like, the fucking thing, too, is that, like, I also liked Miley when, like, not because of Hannah Montana, but because of her pop career.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a solid pop career. Like, even, like, bangers. Like, that, it didn't need all her little appropriation because it was a fucking pop country record. Like... She just needed to stop being such a fucking mess. And it's like, it's not like she has no, it's not like she was raised, like, there's some people, like, I don't even know, like, some, like, I don't know, like, Krayshawn, who's like, well, I'm rapping because I was raised here.
Yeah, and Krayshawn stopped, actually, because she was like, okay, I understand what, you know, that I shouldn't be doing that, and I'm a white woman. So shout out Krayshawn.
Yeah, literally, right? But... Like, Miley Ray Cyrus is this rich white girl who's, like, whose father is, like, a country megastar and whose fucking godmother is Dolly fucking Parton. Like,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, like, what do you need? Like, that's what, that was my question. Like, why are you doing this? Like, I don't understand. I really don't understand. But Yeah, so Miley Cyrus, I mean, and even with this, like, even with, like, you know, like, people were obviously, like, Billy Ray, they're promoting the song, right? Like, on his Instagram, and then, like, she keeps, like, making it about her somehow. Like, she's like, when your dad's song is on the charts,
Yeah.
and I'm like, it's not your dad's song, first of all. first of all, and, like, putting videos of her with, like, money and, like, dancing with Madonna, and it's like, it's not about you. Like, why can't you just support your dad? Why can't you just say, like, everyone listen to my dad's song, or not even my dad's song, but Lil Nas's song
Lil
with my dad? You know
Nas.
what I mean? Like, she's like just tweeting about herself, and I'm just like, take some notes from your fucking dad. Like, let's start there, because like, you and your brother are hot messes, and I don't understand it.
Just that is
We ask of
literally all
you.
that, like,
Yeah.
white people and like white people, just like use your privilege for good,
It's
right?
not
Like,
hard. It's
it's
not
not that
hard. Like, what did
difficult.
Billy Ray Cyrus, like, he literally was like, I'm upset that they removed a song. He also, I was laughing. It was kind of cute though, because he was like, in this video I watched, he was like, well, you know, I listened to the song and I just like, I really related to it. And then someone was like, you know, in the lyrics of the song, it says, lean all in my bladder. I'm not gonna sing it, but he does say that. So people were like, it's funny that he was like, I relate to this. Anyway, the point is he did explain how he, like, he related to it, or how he thought it was a good song, whatever. And he wanted to shout him or like help him out, you know. And I'm sure obviously he had to ask him first. It's not like Billy Ray Cyrus took the song and like recorded himself over it with his without his permission, you know, which he could have done. I
Yeah.
mean, not legally, but I mean, you know. But it's like, it's not that hard. White
Yeah.
people act like, oh, I have privilege, and like now I'm so sad and I feel so much white guilt, and like they're always like DMing me, or like I'm sure sometimes they DM you, Ruben, too, and they're like, what do I do? How can I
Yeah.
help? And it's like, it's not that fucking hard. Sometimes you don't gotta do shit. It's like, sometimes it's like you just listen, or sometimes you're not invited in this conversation or in this space. And if all else fails, give us your money. Like, it's not that hard.
Like, white people would just like chill, just like uplift folks, like, and if all else fails, like Cassandra says, just like give folks your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop spending it on getting your little white children into college that they don't even want to go to.
Yeah, pay for our kids' tuition and or our tuition.
TBH.
Help us survive. I mean, that's how you can help.
This episode was just a long con to get you to pay for our student loans.
We will attach our Venmos.
I'll attach my what's that lady's name? Sally Mae statement.
Thank you in advance.
Woo! All right, y'all. With that said, you want to end this?
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about like white women and white men and awfulness for a while.
Yeah, so yeah, and white people don't ever say that we don't think about you because we
We
do.
do.
Here's your very special episode. So yeah, follow us on Bitter Brown Femmes and all social media. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/bitterbrownfemmes. For more resources, go to bitterbrownfemmespodcast.com. You can also book us there, bitterbrownfemmespodcast.com/bookings. And yeah. Oh yeah, wait, so obviously we're gonna like end this episode with Old Time
Oh
Road
yeah,
because
in case that
why
wasn't
the fuck?
clear.
Yeah.
I'm all,
All
they're like, oh
right.
wow, I hope they don't end with a Miley Cyrus song. We will not.
Oh,
No.
no, but if I had to, it would probably be See You Again.
I love that song. It reminds me of when I was a stripper. Yeah.
It reminds me of like being like 15 and sneaking into the gay club.
You were 15?
Yeah, I think I was, no?
No? I don't, or maybe I just listened to
I
that song
think
and felt
that like
it. I don't
15
know.
to like 19 is just like a big blur, so it's
Yeah, that
possible
is true. But
that.
I remember like telling like the DJ at the club to always play that song for me. Not
Maybe
while
you
I
were just like
danced.
a maybe you were just
Just
like an old ass stripper just like asking for Miley Cyrus.
they're like, stop, get stop it. not to
Isn't
dance. I just wanted to listen to it while I got drunk, okay? Anyway,
it?
and I used to you know how she says her name Miley? I would
Yeah.
put my name. It was so corny. Okay, let me stop.
That doesn't even fit.
it would fit. I would shorten it. Anyway.
Cassie. Ooh, whack.
Okay.
Nobody calls you Cassie.
No, that's when I try to be white. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
anyway, so yes, yeah, so thank you for listening to this episode of us dragging white women and white people, whatever. Catch our next episode, and which again is going to be kind of like a part two to this about the cottage cheese scam, and it'll be awesome.
I like how we just ran with cottage cheese scandal.
Yeah, cottage cheese scam.
All right, y'all, take care.
Bye.